it's not much. It doesn't work in those apples.
Right in here. I think Kremo was operating on himself. It's so bright in here. He's been talking about his appendix for a while. Looks like he finally took it out. It's all over the floor. It's so loud. I really stepped on his appendix there. He probably loves that. He probably wants it. He also made a snowman in here, which is kind of nice. Very, festive. We don't have any snow here in Jersey City. It looks like he made most of it out of paper. And rain. 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 Oh, rain. That's a terrible reverb. After weeks of good reverb, now I go. Oh, what a show this is gonna be. Ooh. Yeah. The eyes are made of rain. Maybe the snowman's just crying. It's a good old punk rock snowman. It's got an MDC shirt on. And it hates Bush.
Ho 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 ho.
Diet Coke with Santa on the can. Let me bring it closer to the mic so you can hear me even louder. My yearly Diet Coke with Santa on the can. I'm going to turn him so I can look at his eyes. So when this show goes completely down the train, I can look at him and blame him, as I do for many things. Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be here on this 23rd of December. Just a couple more days until Jesus is born. I want to start out and open up. It's time, that's right, it's time for the Bucci Advent Calendar, or as it's called, what is it? It's called the Ad Booch Kalenbucher, I believe.
Buchvent Buchinder.
They changed it again. I can't even tell, what is it?
Buchvent Buchinder.
I can't even say what it's saying now. Last week's Buchvent Buchinder was shaped like a backpack, specifically a JanSport backpack.
JanSport.
That was totally unnecessary. Drop. And last week, it was shaped like a backpack, and we pulled a bunch of workout clothes out of the backpack, and a guy's driver's license. And unfortunately, it turned out it was someone else's, and they came and claimed it. And I said, what about the spirit of Christmas? And that's the answer I got. Silence. So he snatched it. So I don't have this backpack anymore. And that's fine. I got a new one. You know how many advent calendars I have? It's a rhetorical question. But if it weren't, the answer would be 6. So, I got a new one here. Let me get it. This one is shaped like a warehouse. Like a big old 19th century warehouse. It's got the big doors, and it's got the big windows with the green trim around them, and it's oozing blood like those factories did back in the day. But it's not any warehouse. It doesn't make Bluetooths. This is a meat processing plant. People who work at Katz's Deli know that I work at Katz's Deli, and it's my job here to pre-slice the meat that they're going to sell to the absolute suckers who buy their sandwiches at Katz's Deli. Katz's Deli. But because of the holidays, I haven't been able to slice meat at my usual rate, and I have these quotas, and Katz's needs a lot of briskets for the Christmas Eve rush. And because of Christmas and because of the show Yellowstone, I haven't been able to do it. So I rented this warehouse and outsourced the labor to a man I met when I was hiring him. His name's Bob. Bob. There is no... Are you telling me there's no... Let's see. Echo. Varieter. Oh, I mean, that's why. Bob. Nope. So he's been doing it in my... he's been my proxy. He's been slicing this meat all week. And actually, if you look in the window there, you can see him still working. It's just a little miniature guy working in a little miniature warehouse that is also a advent calendar.
Buchvent Buchinder.
And if you look very closely, you can see him stooped over his slicer, hair nets in his hands because he has very hairy hands. And they're kind of more hairy than dirty. So I said, hey, Bob, just put hairnets on your hands. I forget the latex gloves, which are very expensive.
Bucci adage.
And that is a Bucci adage. Man, this Diet Coke is diet, but it's going right to my pleasure zone. It's making my pleasure zone fat. I don't know why I said that or what it means.
Ah.
So
good. Oh my gosh. So good.
So, on this last day of the Advent calendar, why don't we open the final door and see how he's doing? Come out there, Bob. It's your employee, Bucci.
Bucci.
How have you fared there, sir? Come on, have you sliced your tongue off? Speak! How many chicken breasts have you sliced?
Well, sir, Mr. Bucci, I have tried my best, sir.
Your best? That sounds bad to me. Let's see at all these meat. No, no, this is bad, Bob, bad. You haven't been slicing enough. No, sir.
But, sir, the meats are so thick and the slicer is made of wood and plastic. And a slice of turkey. I can't slice turkey with turkey.
Come on, man. It's a poor worker who blames Bucci for not buying a real meat slicer and, in fact, making one at home. Look at all these chicken breasts just sitting there, unsliced. You have a lot to do. We have Christmas orders to fill, Bob.
But, Bucci...
Mr. Bucci.
But, Bucci, it's Christmas. And the holiday, it's Christmas and the holiday Hanukkah and all the other holidays.
Yeah. But it's the 23rd. It's not Christmas yet there, Bob. But we still work on the 23rd, don't we? It's the poor man who blames Christmas for not doing what I told him to do. Now get back to work. I'll check on you in a bit. And there better be a stack of corned beef as tall as the sun you'll never see because you're working for Bucci.
Yes, Mr. Bucci!
Just Bucci.
Bucci.
Now get back in there. And that is the final door on Bucci's... Buchinder. People over there... I'm looking at the chat. People over there in the chat are saying... I shouldn't be yelling at that little voiced man who I have working for me. You know, it's not the season to scream at people. Save all the screaming for March, April, every other month, but and the first part of December. But a couple of days before Christmas, you should give some people some leniency and not yell your spit all over their t-shirt. People are saying, where's your holiday spirit, Bucci? I don't know. Maybe I'm not feeling it for some reason. People who work for Bucci know that he is often visited by Christmas spirits. They come to him in the night and show him all the traumatic things in his life, things that have led him to be so bitter and twisted. And people who follow me on Instagram know that I'm pretty bitter and twisted. Bitter as grappa and twisted as the vine it grows from. The grapes. You make grappa with grapes. And that's a Bucci adage. It's not.
Bucci promise.
I do promise that. But, you know, after all these ghosts, and every year these, you know, Fakata Christmas spirits come, and I have found that the visions they have shown me in the past, these visions, you know, the ghosts of Buchmas past, you know, they show me my grandfather leaving me for another grandson, my theater director in high school making me play Pigpen for the Charlie Brown Christmas play when I wanted to not be in the Christmas play, my aunt for forcing me to make lip balm for her. She has this line of homemade lip balm. Lip balm, LB. You know, people are yelling at me for yelling at Bob for not making his, brisket quota. But she would take it out on me, too. I spent many, many Christmases melting beeswax and dripping it down to a little plastic tube that has my aunt's face on it. And she's given the finger on the sticker on the side. I don't know why she does that. You ever melt beeswax into a tube that's only a millimeter wide, squirting mango extract and cannabis into it? No, you haven't. But those terrible things in my past, and they are very, very bad, almost the worst, they don't really, you know, they don't tell the whole story, do they? They don't show Bucci all the good things in his
Bucci.
Life. Yes. And I just feel like they have a narrative, right? And they just cut the things that don't fit the narrative out. They're like, oh, well, I'm going to put your all your trauma under the spotlight, ignoring all the other things. You know, the other 3% of your life that isn't traumatic. Which I think they really should, because those things are great. They don't show me the time when I keyed my grandfather's car. They don't tell me the time I keyed my theater director's car. They don't show me the time when I keyed my aunt's lip balm, making it smell like keys instead of mango and weed. Those are nice memories, and they're part of me as much as the bad things. And if you took all the bad things out of my life, I would just be a handful of pleasant memories.
Smooth Booch.
Maybe that would make me smoother. But these ghosts. It's cheap trickery. Ghost of Christmas future, Buchmas future. It just shows up at the end, points at my grave, and I freak out like I've forgotten that I'm going to die. Oh God, scrape away the snow from that stone. What does that stone even say? Scraping a little bit more snow. Bunch of bees. Oh no, it says Bucci. Oh, I promise I'll change. And I'm like grabbing at his robes, please telling me, you know, and then, you know, once I have prostrated myself and prostituted myself, in front of this ghoul. Then he says, oh, you know what? We'll reset your life and you'll get you another chance. But after a couple of weeks, what do? You backslide. And I forget the lessons that the spirits have taught me. And I go back to my old irascible but very successful self. Human nature. And there's nothing so human as being a bad person. And that's a...
Bucci.
But I have been... Adage. I don't know. I haven't been doing so well this week. And I haven't been in the spirit. And I just feel like... I don't know. So this week I need some help, I think, folks. I need to be filled with the holiday spirit. My father sent me a father-in-law. I wish my father would send me an email. My father-in-law, he sent me an email titled, the subject was, "You better be curse, filled with holiday cursing spirit this year. And also, make that arancini that you made before, because maybe that's good." And then nothing in the body. He puts all his email content in the subject line. So I have pressure to be, you know, up. Nope. So I think this week, what I need most from you, and I'm talking to you, I need a bunch of ghosts to come to me in the night, you know, / 6 to 7 p.m. and help me see the true meaning of the holidays. And I don't want those usual chumps, the past, the present, the future, Marley. I need some new spirits to visit me. Some fresh new spirits. Like the ghost of Christmas stuffing. To show me how to make stuffing. Come to me in the night and show me the key to make a really... a really wet stuffing. The ghost of a Honda to sell me a new Honda. Like if a ghost wants to sell me a Honda, always use a Honda.
Ah!
Is the sound that I make when sitting in a brand new H Honda. The ghost of Christmas, or I should say Boochmas guilt. You know, even if the ghost of Boochmas guilt wants to guilt me into being good. You know, everyone's here waiting for you to lighten up their lives, Booch. You always light up a room with your Zippo. Don't let your 17 nieces down and 4 nephews. The Booch, the ghost of Boochmas Yellowstone, where you describe the holiday episode of Yellowstone where the reindeer all have anthrax and Kevin Costner needs to go out and cut their heads off in a Santa Claus hat. So this week, why don't you set Bucci on the right path? Why don't you pull the darkness off his shoulders?
No. 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 Stop. Please
that
stop,
is after
mate.
The break.
You're killing it.
Right now,
Bucci,
let's hear
promise.
A song from the Prince of Christmas, Al Jorgensen, singing his hit single, hit in his house. You know, I'm sure it's a big hit in his house. It's always Christmas time. Only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
A Boochmas Carol.
Ho, ho, ho.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
on, keep slicing. Come on, Bobby, you can do it.
Yes, Mr. Bucci.
Slice, slice, slice.
Yes, Mr. Bucci. Yes, Mr.
Hey, it's Bucci. I need to be haunted by some Christmas friggin' spirits today. And I don't want past, present, and future. I want some good ones. The Ghost of Christmas Reverb I could use, because listen to this reverb. Reverb. It's just a screeching sound. I need someone to really reverb my life up. Caller, you got Bucci. Hello, you got Bucci.
Hello, Bucci.
Hey, it's the Ghost of Christmas Franco. How are you? Boochmas.
I'm okay right now.
Uh-huh.
It has been challenging for me.
I know.
Yeah?
I know you've been going through it in the last couple
of
months.
Been through some stuff, you know.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call me and just not focus on all that and just focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of your voice.
You bet. I try and be regular, but that's not always possible because lots of times I'm not here.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, Franco, do you have a ghost that you'd like to haunt me with? What's a ghost that I need to set me on the right path? Because I'm twisted and becoming more and more bitter. As bitter as some Campari.
Well, you were just now talking about the darkness.
Yes, the darkness.
And I remember one Christmas.
This is going to get
it was dark. 1969.
Okay.
My sister got Elephant Mountain by the Youngbloods. We always ask for records, you know. And it has a song, Darkness, Darkness, which is one of those songs that never gets old.
Who's this by again?
The Youngbloods. You've heard it before.
Okay, okay. Yep. Okay.
On old person radio.
Okay, so how does that tie? Are you going to haunt me with the ghost of the single from 1969?
Well, that's what I'm offering.
Okay. Well, could you do a voice and like I'm being haunted?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to lie down in my bed.
Okay. And just let the drive-in movie appear over your head.
Okay. Oh, what's that? Oh, who's this? Who's that spirit standing at the foot of my bed? Who is that? Speak!
Well, that's not exactly my fantasy. What my fantasy is, since the Youngbloods were from Point Reyes Peninsula, I see a stand of redwood trees. Okay. And it's very foggy, and it's raining.
What's going on?
Okay. And this specter comes floating by.
Yes. Yes, spirit. What else do you have to tell me?
Out of seasonally not appropriate, but that's what, you know, this is a fantasy. An Easter basket.
Okay. Oh, spirit, you have an Easter basket for me? I haven't had seen one of those since I was 38 years old.
And it's filled with psychotropic drugs.
Oh, but isn't spirit, is that what I need? Is psychotropic drugs to make myself feel better? Is that what I've been missing? Because I've just been on the diet.
Well, I think at least in California,
seven beers. Yes.
The conventional wisdom this day are if you feel really bad,
I feel terrible.
You have to take an ayahuasca trip and it'll make everything seem, you know, very, very insubstantial by comparison towards the bright light that you were going towards.
I see. So this is more like you're the ghost of hard drugs.
They're not hard drugs. They're all procured in nature.
Oh, I see. All right, ghost. Thank you very much. You've given me a little perspective, I believe. So thank you for that.
Well, think about it.
Yep.
Find yourself a good spiritual guide and partake and see if it lifts the darkness.
Franco, thank you. I mean, the ghost of heart, psychotropic drugs. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a great holiday, man. And
I hope you do too. Merry Christmas to you and the missus.
Boochmas. Thank you very much. She's saying a happy Christmas as well.
Is she making cookies right now?
Not literally.
But she will.
But she will. All right, man.
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. All right. Bye. That was a very, very wordy spirit. Like, I need more of a Ghost of Christmas. I appreciate that, and I do. It is time that I was visited by the ghost of ayahuasca. And I think that will be beneficial, because I met this guy and he was a really bad person, but the experience of ayahuasca had made him not only bad, but incredibly tedious, because he can't stop talking about ayahuasca. Oh, Bucci, I got a bunch of Christmas ayahuasca. Do you want, like, just leave me alone. Call her ego, Bucci.
Hi, Bucci, this is the ghost of liquid death calling.
Oh, the
mango
ghost of
chainsaw flavor.
The ghost of liquid death. What do you have to teach me, ghost?
I want you to rediscover beverages and go with the liquid death.
But
do not be scared. It is not going to kill you.
But I've been...
It is only sparkly water.
But my only drink this Christmas has been this this gruel, this diet gruel.
Mm. Get off of the Diet Coke. It is not good for you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Christmas, Ghost of Christmas, you're not being sponsored by Liquid Death, are you? You're not some
filthy podcaster
being sponsored by...
This stuff is made in Los Angeles.
You sound like you're being sponsored. Wait, are you going to... what is your job, Ghost of Christmas, Liquid Death? And it better not be working in a Liquid Death factory.
Not at all.
He
is. I just want people to enjoy the Liquid Death.
Okay.
And it will not hurt you.
This is WFMU. I can't... All right. I can't... You know, the ghosts of... I can't have corporate ghosts in here. The ghost of corporate sponsorship is... I wish it could. Call me on my cell and talk to me about corporations, and I'll sell out in like that. But WFMU has rules about that sort of stuff. Call Iga Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, do you still have that Diet Coke?
I do, yes. What ghost is this? Oh, spirit, tell me, what form are you taking?
I'm taking the form of a ghost that, like, could really use a Diet Coke right now. So
wait, you're asking, wait a minute, spirit, you're asking stuff from me? You're just coming here to borrow my Diet Coke?
I don't think I'm going to give it back. I think I'm doing a little bit more than borrowing. I'm taking it.
So you've come into my bedchamber, and you've pulled aside the curtains of my four-poster bed, and you've pulled my nightcap out of my eyes, and now you're just going to steal my Diet Coke and bounce?
It sounds like you got the plan. Yeah, I'm really thirsty.
All right, take it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, they don't make them like they used to.
Get out of my bedchamber.
Bucci.
And that is a Bucci adage.
Adage.
I feel like people are the wrong ghosts, and I'm becoming more and more... I just feel like I'm not getting that Christmas spirit. You know, how about the ghosts of Christmas presents? Not present, but presents. Like a ghost that shows up and its clothes are all made of Pokemon cards that I've never got, even though I begged my parents. Call Iga Bucci. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Bucci.
Ah.
No.
Yeah.
Bucci,
I'm
Zach,
the ghost thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. What kind of ghost are you, spirit? Oh. I don't know why I made that noise.
I'm a girl.
You're a girl. The ghost of Christmas girls? I don't want that ghost.
What the hell? Man, that's sexist. Okay, how about this? I'm an androgynous ghost, and I'm...
Okay.
What? Are you still there?
I'm still here. Keep going, ghost.
I'm androgynous, and...
Okay.
And I just got a haircut. It makes me look like Lord Farquaad.
I see. From a Shrek.
Yeah, right. But it's who's a character was based on. It's not really a...
I see. This is a very interesting ghost. Did you come to just recommend Shrek to me, Christmas spirit?
No, I didn't. I don't know movies, man. I'm from the 1500s, and I'm just a girl calling a boy, asking him if he would Give me a hug? I don't know, man.
Well, I wish I could, but you are so transparent, I can hardly hold you. A ghost of Christmas androgyny. What do you have to tell me about the future, or can you show me something from my own past that may put things into perspective?
Yeah, in about 3 years. How old are you right now?
I'm in my mid-28s.
Okay, sure. Well, in your mid-41s, you're going to get a haircut, and it's going to change everything.
Is it going to be not going to be your haircut? Because no offense, Ghost, you look ridiculous.
It's going to be my haircut.
You're going to get your haircut?
It's going to be my haircut.
Okay, can I just have your haircut, but not on my head? Like maybe you shave it off and I can hold it in my hands and put it in my backpack?
That's the creepiest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Okay.
That's awful.
All right. Well, Spirit, I'm sorry I offended you. I don't mean to be creep. You're supposed to be creeping me out, and I feel like I've crept you out.
No, I feel creeped. I'm like, I've never experienced this before as a ghost. Usually I'm the one creeping, and now I'm like, I'm scared.
Well, you know what, Ghost of Christmas Androgyny? I don't really have a lot of, you know, I don't have a big social circle, so whenever a ghost shows up that, you know, I feel like has interesting things to say, I tend to not let them leave until, you know.
I'm sorry that you're lonely and that you don't have
say
an
that.
Interesting social circle.
I definitely didn't say I was lonely.
Well, you said you don't have a social circle and you're kind of drawing out this conversation with me. So.
You know what, Ghost of Christmas, I got to get going, drawing out this conversation. You're drawing out, Callie Gabucci. This is a terrible.
Bucci! Oh, wait, I gotta turn my radio down. Bucci!
Who is this?
This is the Ghost of Hallmark Christmas Movies!
Ghost of Hallmark Christmas Movies? Can you recommend a Hallmark Christmas movie to me? They're so warm and.
Have you seen the one with the Buffalo Bills?
No? Well, what's that one, Ghost of Christmas Hallmark Movies?
It's the one about the Buffalo Bills, and there's a girl who, I guess, likes the Bills.
Okay.
And you should watch it for Christmas cheer, Bucci.
I see.
Boo.
Right, okay. So, Ghost, why should I watch this as opposed to another one, like the Ghost of, like the Hallmark movie about the Cat Cafe?
The Cat Cafe is pretty good, too. I would also recommend that one.
So generally, I should just be watching more Hallmark movies.
Yes,
again,
they're really, really magical, and your spirits will be lifted forever.
But you're not being sponsored by Hallmark, right? I do see
no.
that your pants are made of Hallmark cards. Does that...
We're sponsored by Liquid Death.
I gotta get... No more Liquid Death talk. Drink Liquid Death. Callie Gabucci.
Hello, Bocci. This is the ghost of George Michael.
The ghost of George Michael? Oh,
That's
my goodness.
Right. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. That George Michael.
Oh, my God. George Michael.
I really want you to do Careless Whiskers again. And adopt more cats for 2026.
Wait a minute. So George Michael is telling me that I have to adopt cats and that's going to make me feel better?
I'm saying please follow the shtick of Careless Whisker. It was very clever.
Oh, a Careless Whisker. Now, Careless Whisker was what again? That was an event held at FMU where a bunch of cats were being... they were being...
Very clever. Careless Whisper.
Stolen?
No, Callous
Whisker. So, all right.
Good night, Bucci.
What? Last Christmas. 201-209-9368. Wow, it's the ghost of George Michael coming to recommend that I don't know, you know, fill my bushel with cats. A cat would help me out, though I did have a passed away cat. That spiraled me into a morass of death. But not liquid death, more solid, dirty death. Call you Gabucci.
Ooh, Gabucci.
Oh, who's this? I don't know why
it's
I'm saying
the ghost
like
that kind of sounds like Bandit.
Oh my God, the ghost of, you mean that caller? Did he finally die, ghost of Christmas Bandit?
Maybe.
Oh, damn. Okay, ghost of Christmas Bandit, what is on the other side that you can tell me all about?
Oh, Bucci, you're not going to like this.
Okay, go ahead, ghost of Christmas Bandit.
The other side says you need to make your Christmas more kitschy.
More kitschy? What can I do? Oh, what can I do, ghost spirit?
Bubble lights. Lots of bubble lights.
Bubble lights. You do have a bunch of bubble lights around your neck. Those are the bubble lights you formed in life, right? You formed them link by link and bulb by bulb.
These are the chains of bubble lights and incandescent bubble lights bulbs that I carried along with me.
Wow. So you know what? You're right. I should put more bubble lights up and more. Maybe I can put a big statue of Lady Diana wearing a Santa Claus outfit.
Make the studio look like John Waters decorated for Christmas.
Well, that's more camp than kitschy, but I understand.
Potato, potato.
Right, it's not potato, potato. Not to argue with you, Ghost of Christmas Bandit, but you're wrong. There is and no one says potato, by the way.
Fair enough.
All right, see you later. Oh, you're being sucked down. Yeah, goodbye. He was just sucked down a trap door, which I installed for just such purposes. That's an interesting ghost. Tells me I need to be more kitschy. What about the Ghost of Christmas Jazz? You know? I could use a little bit of jazz. Recommend some Christmas jazz to me? Jazz. Call Yabuchi.
Who is this?
Who is this? Go ahead, please identify yourself, spirit, or leave my sight.
I am so much stuff.
Go on.
Bucci.
Yes.
Bucci. You must be aware of your things.
What am I aware of? This is
your thing.
Okay,
your stuff. You have too much stuff.
Oh, I see. Are you saying that I need to become more minimal and just strip my life down to the essentials, like Liquid Death, water, and a couple of Hallmark movies, and.
That sounds like a reasonable start.
Yeah, all right. So I should start. What if I, but ghost, what if I, in my quest for minimalism, I throw out the wrong thing? That I eliminate all the extraneous, useless things, but I throw out my Yellowstone DVDs. What if I throw out the wrong thing? What?
You can buy it again.
So wait, I'm supposed to throw stuff out and then rebuy it? That feels inefficient, Ghost of Christmas Minimalism.
But you'll be free from it now.
Yeah, but only temporarily, though, right, Ghost?
Until you buy it again.
It's just a cycle.
Well, don't buy and you won't have to throw away.
What if I lose my recent wife? She always hangs out near the garbage disposal. So what if she accidentally gets tossed as well?
Oh, and you take her out before you turn on the switch.
This ghost makes no sense. Are you, do you have a license to be a ghost? It seems like you're just...
I'm in my probationary period, but I'll be licensed soon.
Okay. Well, okay. You know what? That's really great that everyone has to start somewhere.
I believe in that too.
But all right, so I'm going to start my minimalism right now, and I'm going to lose you. The Ghost of Christmas Minimalism. I think everyone can use a little minimalism. But, like I said, be wary. You know, you're always chasing minimalism and you can end up holding the empty air until you've stripped everything away. You've given up large chunks of your personality. Oh, I don't need... Yeah, maybe I can lose my rage, but my rage is connected to my love of liquid death, water. And so what if I can't drink that anymore? I forget how delicious it is. So minimalism is a sneaky little trick. Caller,
you know, you're always chasing minimalism.
Caller, are you Yamuchi?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Who is this?
Hey, this is
This
is the ghost of the ocean.
The ghost of the ocean. All right. Ghost of the ocean. Oh, you're so wide and deep, and you're filled with plastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you have to tell me, ghost of Christmas oceans?
It's really important to remember if you're going to the ocean on Christmas, which is my child ocean. I was the father of the ocean, but I died. So the current ocean is Ocean Junior.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you are the father of the current ocean that we all know and love.
Correct.
I see.
And some people, they'll say there's a lot of different ones. There's just one.
Who?
And it's Ocean Junior.
Who says that? Is it that guy Bandit who says that? Who says that there's lots of different kinds of oceans?
Bandit says it. The internet says it. Right. All the people I don't like.
Okay. Ghost of Christmas, Ghost of Christmas Ocean Senior, what else do you have to impart to me? I mean, should I clean you up, or should I fill you with more junk, or should I get lost in your depths and never return?
I mean, Ocean Junior
third one.
Likes all of that stuff, but mainly what I want to remind you
it's
is that if you want to enjoy the ocean on Christmas time, the latitude at which you visit the ocean will greatly affect your ocean experience.
Go ahead.
Sometimes it could be really cold, and people usually don't like the ocean when it's cold. But if you go to Florida Ocean, it's not even going to feel like Christmas, but you could maybe go swimming. So I'm just warning you about that.
Uh-huh. Okay, so no offense, Ocean, but I kind of already knew that. You're kind of telling me, you know, it's like the Ghost of Christmas Past showed up and said, look how cool you were back in the day. I'm like, yeah, I know I was. So, like, tell me something I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, I don't know where you're...
What about Atlantis? What about Atlantis? Are you, is there Atlantis down there in your belly?
Well, yeah, of course there's Atlantis.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. I mean, thank you very much, Ghost of Christmas Senior. You're not the... I've lost the thread. Are you the baby of the ocean, or are you the grandfather ocean?
I'm the father of Ocean Junior,
yeah,
correct.
And the child is the father of the man.
Trust. Bucci.
Yeah, I mean, that's true whether or not it's ocean-related. I mean, we're trying to be ocean-specific here.
Ocean, you're kind of rambling on, and I'm getting angrier and angrier, so I need to let you go. People, when the ghosts call up, you got to have like a focused kind of thing that you want to tell me, and not just read from the Wikipedia page of oceans. You know, we have all sorts of ghosts. Listen, I made a list of things. The Ghost of Christmas Sandals, if you have the perfect sandals. Ghost of Christmas Sicilian Tomatoes. I got these Sicilian tomatoes, and it turned out to be a bunch of potatoes. And so if ghost visits me with a bushel of Sicilian tomatoes, then I would appreciate the Ghost of Intercourse. I don't want that one, too. Intercourse. I don't want that one visiting me. 201-209-9368. No one's quote unquote pointed at my grave yet, so I don't have that sudden jolt of realization that I've been living my life completely wrong. So I need someone to call up and really point at a grave. Caller Igabuchi.
Bucci!
Who is this?
This is the ghost of Mrs. Bucci's future happiness.
The ghost of Mrs.
It's
Bucci.
Definitely not Mrs. Bucci.
Okay, so wait. This is the ghost of... You're coming from the future, and you're...
It's Mrs. Bucci's future happiness, but it's definitely not Mrs. Bucci.
Right.
It's the ghost of her future happiness.
The ghost of her future happiness. So you seem pretty happy.
And she's here with a warning.
Okay, go ahead.
She said she hopes you got her a really, really, really good Christmas present because she's so supportive of Bucci all year long.
Oh, that's true. Ghosts of Mrs. Bucci's future happiness. Tell me this. Do you like yellow XLR cables?
No.
All right. Do you like digital clocks?
No. It should be jewels. Very, very expensive.
Well, no offense, ghost of Mrs. Bucci's future. But
Mrs. Bucci's future happiness.
Do you think I'm made of money here? I mean, you know, Mrs. Bucci in the present knows that it's all about intangible things and not about physical, important, or diamond-shaped gifts.
Well, Mrs. Bucci's future happiness counts her happiness in diamonds. Woo!
I see. All right, Mrs. Bucci's, the ghost of Mrs. Bucci's future happiness. Well, you know, when I come home, I'm going to be, you know what? We'll watch a nice Hallmark movie. I hear about a good one about the Buffalo Bills and their, I don't know what they're doing.
Mrs. Bucci wants to know if you could also bring home some snacks because we're out.
Okay, well, okay, ghost of Mrs. Bucci's future happiness. Everything, I do want you to be happy because my own happiness is tied to you.
Popcorn, please. Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
I threw my dreams away when I first found you. I packed it with me, babe. I put it with my own.
Micah, do you want to haunt me and show me the error of my ways in some way?
Oh, yeah, I'm the ghost
of... Do the voice.
I'm the ghost of your breakfast.
Oh, you're a bunch of eggs. Oh, hi, ghost of four eggs.
That's not what you had for breakfast.
What did I have for breakfast, ghost of Christmas breakfast?
You did a
Do the voice.
You had a combo bowl of Cocoa
right.
Pebbles and Trix.
That's true. And kale. Don't forget the kale for fiber.
There was no such kale in your breakfast.
All right, be gone. You're right. I'll eat better in the future, Collier Gabucci. Couple more ghosts.
Hey, guess who?
Yeah, I don't know. Who's this?
It's you.
The ghost of Christmas,
guess where
Bucci.
I am. Guess where I am.
Where are you?
Where I am. But where am I, buddy?
Where are you?
I'm in prison. We're in prison. You really messed up, man.
All right, so the ghost of, I don't want my own ghost. Like, that didn't show me the error of my ways at all. Well, you know what? Let's go back to my friend in the warehouse. Hey, buddy, Bob, are you still there? How you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm almost done.
Almost done?
Yes, Mr. Bucci.
All right. Okay. You could take today off.
Oh, thanks.
But be here all the earlier on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning and Christmas Day.
What?
See ya. The spirits have changed me, and they put me all the way back to my regular time. Of course they did. They did it all in 1 hour. And I have, I'm filled with the ghosts of Christmas spirit. I'm about to buy an orphan, a giant goose. The one as old as him.
Way!
Wherever you're celebrating, remember to include Bucci in your celebrations. Maybe just mention his podcast or get your grandmother to follow him on Instagram, Bucci Nights. That's it. From WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at all the time at WFMU.org. Who haunts Bucci? You, Ducci. Up next is Micah.